Hey, thanks for watching today. I got a question for you. How are you doing? Now, isn't that a loaded question considering what has happened in the last 2 years? Somebody asks me, Ken, how are you doing? What do I say? Oh, I'm doing fine. They say, well, how's Janelle doing? I say, she's doing fine too. How about the kids? Fine. We're all fine. Thanks for asking. How are you doing? You know, when somebody asks you how you're doing, the appropriate social response is fine. You know, they're not looking for a litany of things that are bothering you, nor are they looking for a litany of things that are blessing you. It's just a quick social connection, which is fine. But I got a question for you. How are you doing? Because I know many of you who watch regularly, you're not doing fine. You're bothered. You're bothered by the state of the world. You're bothered by the state of the church. You're bothered by the state of your country and what you see happening. You're bothered by the state of your employment. You're bothered by the state of your parish. You're bothered by the state of your family. And maybe some of you I know are bothered by the state of your marriage. And so it's important to remember that when it seems like all hell is breaking out around us and everyone is acting hellishly, we don't go with them. Because we are, in the end, are not going to be judged by the state of the world. We will be judged by the state of our soul. Now, I think it's appropriate and sometimes very good to be bothered when we see evil and injustice happening in the world. I mean, even Jesus went into the temple and flipped some tables. And I just wonder if there were more table flippers than money changers. How would the world look? I often wonder, what is the difference between the money changer and the table flipper? Maybe another video. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts. I'd be interested to know. But I want you to imagine yourself at the end of all this drama. And what is the end? The end is the particular judgment, when you die. So there you are. And Jesus is before you, the judge. And in that moment, we will all see our life as God sees our life. So there'll be no secrets, nothing hidden. There'll be nothing hidden. Everything will be made known. So I want you to imagine that movie of your life being displayed before your eyes and Jesus, who is truth himself. And imagine this conversation. You see it all. And then you turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, well, how did I do? And he looks at you and says, fine. You did a fine life. Now, that is not what I want coming from the lips of my Lord, nor do I think that's going to happen for any of us, because what we see in the particular judgment at the end of life will merit heaven or hell. And neither of those two places is fine. One is the greatest tragedy, the other the greatest reward. But neither of them are fine. Jesus is inviting us to love him today with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. We cannot love God in fractions. So I think it was St. Thérèse of Lisieux that says, you cannot be half a saint. Either you're a whole saint or no saint at all. So when you're bothered by the state of the world and what you see, I want to leave you with a thought of consolation that has helped me, and it comes from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The desire for God is written in the human heart because man is created by God and for God, and God never ceases to draw man to himself. Only in God will he find the truth and happiness he never stops searching for. So the key phrase for me is that God never ceases to draw man to himself. So I want you to remember, in the midst of all this chaos that is happening in the world, why is God allowing it? And what is he doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's drawing you to himself. When you find yourself on the mountaintop of life and everything seems to be going your way, what is God doing? He's drawing you to himself. When you find yourself in the valley and everything seems to be going against you, what is God doing? Why has he allowed all this? Well, he's drawing you to himself. In sickness and health, in prosperity or great suffering, whatever God allows, it's for the purpose of drawing us to himself. Now, I think this is a great consolation because we can look at the chaos in the world and think, what's the purpose of all this? Well, the purpose, God has allowed it for a reason. That reason in your life is that he's drawing you to himself. Because he knows only he can make us happy. Only he can satisfy the longings for truth within our heart. And he's inviting us to love him with our whole life and not in fractions. How are you doing? I hope you're doing better than fine. You're blessed, my friend. Blessings are chasing you because God is after your heart. Thanks for watching.